Coach, do you feel like you got accomplished what you set out to here in Napa?
Yeah, we're not done yet. But yes, it's been very productive. The time up here has been very productive. The facilities here are really, really good. You know, with us being this close, and allows us an environment where we can be very productive teaching and getting our work in on the field and in the meetings. And having the fans here has been great. And so, yeah, it's been a real productive time for us.
Being up here so much, have you gotten to see all the upgrades yet?
I get pictures. I get updates through pictures. Looking forward to seeing it all firsthand. Yeah. So I know the guys are going to love it. I know that. So.
Is it all complete? All the work that's up and all?
I believe it's very close. We'll be back. By the time we get back from Minnesota, they'll be ready for us. I mean, I don't know if every single thing's in place like it will be when we return.
Do you approach an exhibition game any different, given the fact you're going to play this team in the season?
We play them so late in the year that not as much as if you were playing them earlier. You know, certainly, you know, it's not ideal to play a preseason game and then play that team later in the year. Every now and then it happens in scheduling. So, you know, both teams have the same, you know, same body of work to go through, and they have the same experience, and so it's not an advantage for one or the other.
Right. Just,
it's similar to playing, you know, almost like playing a division opponent, but you're going to play them again, you know.
Jack, you talk about it's been productive up here. I don't know if you buy into the phraseology changing the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you do, what is it you see that make that happen, or what terminology would you use for that?
Well, I would just say, listen, we're looking to create we're looking to be high performance in everything we do. So coming up here and having a productive camp, coming out with great energy, learning what it looks like, how we're gonna practice, how we're gonna treat each other, how we're gonna meet. All the fundamentals of what we want to do on the field, how we shed blocks, how we block combination blocks, how we tackle, just all the little fine points of coming together as a football team. It's all important. It all matters. I think all the little things are the difference. So I think we've had a productive time. Not that I've been mentioning, there's a large mountain of work in front of us. We have a lot to do, but we've given ourselves a chance. We believe we're doing the things that need to be done to be a really good football team.
Do you buy that phraseology, culture change?
I do.
Okay. So what, you know, people generally think of culture is like art and music and stuff.
Right.
So what statue, a piece of art would exemplify?
Well, there might be some art involved when we get back to the facility, the new facility. We might see some art.
Yeah,
and we definitely have music going on. So we're.
Is there a painting or a sculpture that exemplifies the culture you want to?
There's not any one thing. It's a good question. We have set out to do that from day one, and everything we're touching. As a staff, as an organization, we're wanting to create an environment where the players are energized. They come to work every day fired up. We are changing the mindset, the culture, where, you know, look, as a football team, you know, in order to do the things that we have on our plan, you have to operate a certain way.
Yeah.
And we're operating that way. And we're learning what it looks like. So I believe in that. I believe that they I think the guys here really want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And what's important is not just to want to win, but to be willing to prepare.
Sure.
To win.
You don't have a favorite artist or sculptor that
can No, I don't.
You seem like such a healthy guy.
Yeah, well, thank you. But but no,
okay.
I don't have anything.
Thanks.
What have you seen so far from Nico Thorpe? He's kind of got some first team reps this week.
Yeah, Nico's a good size guy, very physical. You know, he's I think he's grown, you know, in the time we've been working with him, in terms of mental discipline, eyes, keeping his eyes where they belong, and playing, you know, with the kind of leverage that we're looking for. I think those are things that we're, you know, areas where we're trying to grow him and help him improve. But he's long, he's fast, and he's very competitive, so that's a good combination.
What do you look for in terms of growth from your rookies going from preseason game one into game two?
Yeah, for the whole team. I mean, I don't just segment, you know, groups and say, hey, I want these guys to improve and this group's, like, good to go. You know, we want to continue to improve as a team. We want to take a step forward. You know, this will be our first opportunity to play on the road. You know, it's going to be imperative that we understand what a business trip looks like, how we conduct ourselves, how we meet, you know, how we you know, go through the meetings at the hotel, how we, you know, just how we do things leading up to the game. It's different. We have to bring our own energy. You know, when you're on the road, it's kind of us against them, us against the world mentality, and sometimes it can feel like that if they're really going crazy in the stands. So, but we want to understand what it looks like to go on the road and win in a hostile environment.
But what's your, for you, if you before a rookie, if you, you know, can remember back to what, you know, to your starting your career, what feels different maybe for a guy that, you know, has now played in one game and they're getting ready to play in another one? They've got a little bit of that taste.
Yeah, what's the difference between road and home?
Just between that first game and that second game.
Not a lot. It's still going to go really fast for him. Things kind of slow down with the experience and with the time. So, for a young guy, I'm sure it happens fast. We want to educate him the best we can. We lean on our veterans to help the young guys understand what it looks like, and what they can expect, and that's just part of the experience.
When you have running backs like Murray, how much do you want to get him involved in these preseason games? Because there is a balance in terms of getting him into a good rhythm during the preseason and really keeping him healthy and avoiding those hits. Like, what's the proper balance?
Everybody has their own approach. You know, we'll map out a plan for our guys and how we want to do it, and not just him, but there are many other players. Where, you know, 90 guys, we're going to assess, you know, who can give us what we want to see, and we'll approach it that way as a staff. You know, we'll work through that. So, you know, he's no different. I mean, you know, there's always that fine line between getting yourself prepared and conditioned to play a game, and but yet coming out of the preseason is as healthy and fresh as possible. So there's that balance, and we'll do the best we can.
Coach Gianna Giorgi from Reno, Nevada. You talked about young guys. Cody Fajardo is from our college.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him, and what do you think about what he can do on this team?
He's doing a nice job. He's an active quarterback. You know, he brings another element in terms of his mobility, you know, where he can take off and do some things with his feet. He's really grown in his knowledge of what an NFL offense looks like. You know, where he's not always in shotgun. He's learned how to get under center and how to call a huddle and call a play in the huddle. And those are things that when you're in a spread system and you're in shotgun all the time, that there's a transition there. I think he's worked hard at that, and he's done a nice job for us.
What's been the relationship with Derek Carr and Fajardo together? They were former rivals. Now they're working.
Yeah, I don't know how much the rivalry kicks in. They're both good young men. So I think Derek understands, you know, a year ago he was a rookie starting. I think he probably, you know, has a good sense of what he might be going through.
Coach, what are your impressions so far of Josh Harper? What does it mean to have a guy like that who played with his college quarterback, now is with him again here in camp?
Yeah, Josh has done a nice job in camp. You know, he certainly has a little rapport with Derek. I think that helps him maybe be a little more comfortable, you know, knowing that Derek's going to kind of show him the ropes, explain how things should be done. And, yeah, he's done a nice job competing in camp.
Knowing that there's not a whole lot of game planning that goes on in the preseason, what kind of look are you expecting to get from Minnesota Vikings? How would you characterize them?
I think they're a football team that's on the uptick. You know, I know Coach Zimmer. I think he does a really good job. I think he's done a nice job building a foundation there. Like us, I think, you know, they have a young quarterback they're excited about, and so it's an emerging football team, I would say.
You have one specific snapshot you'll take away from what's happened on these fields the last few weeks.
Well, see, it's really more about the process. It's about the everyday. It's not about, like, there's not a snapshot.
Okay.
You know, that's really, it's really, now, and looking back, you can say, yeah, we did this, but we did not do this yet, you know, and so it's kind of like there's a checklist of things, and it's continuous, and we could get it today and not get it tomorrow. So we're pushing for what we're looking for. We ask our guys to come out here with, you know, set their mind, set their intentions on what they want to accomplish, and come out here with great energy and be willing to work and sacrifice and grow. And that's what we've done as a football team.
Coach, one more question on Cody. What does a guy like that need to do to make the football team? What does he need to show you during preseason and training camp?
Honestly, it's an uphill climb for him because we have three veterans in camp. So, you know, what he's got to do is what every young man has to do is come in and control what he controls. What he does, how he prepares, how he plays, what kind of teammate he is, and just put his best foot forward. Be as good as he can be, and then let us worry about making that decision.
One more question. What have you seen so far from Amari Cooper? What's his relationship like with Michael Crabtree, a veteran? Is there a dynamic there?
There is a little bit. First of all, I think Coop's been really, really good. He's worked hard. You know, he's fairly quiet, doesn't say a lot, which is, you know, can be a good thing, you know, for a young man to come in and just be about his business. So I think we all appreciate that. The relationship, I think, you know, I mean, you'd have to ask them about their own relationship, but what I see is, you know, Crab is a veteran guy with some knowledge, and I think that, you know, he sees himself as a leader, and Coop is a younger player. I think he appreciates and respects that.
One more, guys.
It's obviously not a positive to have anybody miss time, but is it magnified for somebody in his first training camp like Clive, who's just trying to get used to the NFL lifestyle and what you do here? Is it more magnified for him than other people?
No, I wouldn't add any drama to okay. it. I would say that you know, the guys that are mending will be back when they can, and he's one of those guys. I mean, I wouldn't add the drama into it. We'll get guys caught up that need to be caught up when it's time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.